he goes back to Toronto or
I'd like to call to order this meeting of the Medina Township Trustees. It's a regular meeting. 7:01 PM is the time, June 27th, 2019. Can I have a roll call, please?
Mr. DeMichael here.
Mr. Radish here.
Mr. Stupas absent.
If you would please stand and follow me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
The Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If we could please take and have a moment of silence for military members, both at home and abroad, as well as our first responders. Thank you. First on our agenda is site plans. Is there someone here representing Sage Massage?
Here.
Hi there.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty well, thank you. Can you please state your name and address for the record?
Jacqueline Cotman. My address is 463 Parkview Drive.
Thanks, Jacqueline. Would you like to say anything for the record?
I don't think so.
All right. In that case, I'll move to approve a wall sign for Sage Massage located at 3247 Pearl Road, not to exceed 27 square feet, as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Radish?
And I'll move to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission and approve a tenant panel to be placed on the existing pylon sign for Sage Massage Therapy located at 3247 Pearl Road, not to exceed 14.875 square feet as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Radish?
Aye.
Thanks, Jackie.
Thank
Welcome
you.
To Medina Township.
Thank you.
People have some stuff.
Flow Corp is, I got a letter, they're not able to make it this evening.
Okay.
Just to let you know.
In that case, I'll move to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission and approve the change of use for Flow Corp to be located at 5010 Gateway Drive as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Radish?
Aye.
Supplemental appropriations. I'll move to approve the supplemental appropriations as presented. It's a one-page document dated 6/27/2019.
Second.
Looks like we're moving money for tasers and tablets.
The tablets, actually, Chief Polonius got a grant for those, but it's a reimbursement grant, so we'll fund the money and pay it back at some point, hopefully this year.
Any other discussion?
No.
Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Radish?
Aye.
Purchase orders and training requests?
Yes, I have some. You want me to go first?
Sure.
Make a motion to approve purchased order requisition. The vendor is Axon Enterprise. It's for two tasers for the police department. The total is $2,440.
Second.
Any discussion?
No.
Roll call.
Mr. Radish?
Aye.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
I'd like to make a motion to approve purchase order requisition. The vendor is Bright, and this is for two tablets and mounting hardware. The total is $7,005.18.
Second.
This is the one we talked about, it's all reimbursable. So we'll be getting all this given back to us. Roll call.
Mr. Raddick?
Aye.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Make a motion to approve purchase order requisition. The vendor information, it's going to be a bank to be determined. It's for a half year, 7 months of HSA for Jake Ghetto.
Second.
Sorry, total's $3,500.
Second. Roll call.
Mr. Raddick?
Aye.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
I have one more. Make a motion for purchase order requisition. Vendor information, City of Medina. This is for police dispatch for 2019 services. Total $65,000.
Second.
Discussion?
No.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Raddick?
Aye.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
That's all I had.
I'll move to approve a purchase order requisition for our admin department. The vendor is Medina County SWCD. That's Medina County Soil and Water Conservation District. This is for the 2019 conservation appropriation for public education and outreach. Total amount is $3,969.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Raddick?
Aye.
I'll move to approve purchase order requisition for our Road and Bridge Department. The vendor is John A. Burke, Medina County Treasurer. This is for property taxes, second half of 2018, parcel number 02606B-34-012, total amount $3,906.59.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Raddick?
Aye.
Real quick, I believe it's that, right? Do you see it? Is the one that's to John Burke?
The vote?
No, no, I'm sorry, the actual from UAN.
Yeah.
Is that, so that is going to encompass those, so you don't have to do it twice. I just had to get them done tonight so that we.
Yeah, I don't have to do this one, right?
Well, not if you're doing them separately.
Right.
Yeah.
Better be did that one.
Yeah, so just, you guys can just sign off on the one from UAN. That was just the certification.
So I'll move to approve a purchase order requisition for our police department. The vendor is John A. Burke, Medina County Treasurer. This is for property taxes, second half of 2018, parcel number 026-06A-24-072, total amount $2,339.01.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Raddick?
Did you say aye?
Aye, sorry.
I'll move to approve a purchase order requisition for Medina Hospital. This is for LST services. Total amount is $220,000.
Second.
Discussion?
Yeah, that just, we only have enough to cover about half of a month left with the billing, so I kind of figured out this should get us to the end of the year, hopefully, just if we average what we have been, so.
Thank you.
We'll see.
Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Raddick?
Aye.
I'll move to approve purchase order requisition for our service department. The vendor is SFC. Out of Canton, this is to replace a 12-foot high chain link fence on all three baseball fields. Total amount is $2,700.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael.
Aye.
Mr. Raddis.
Aye.
If I could say something on that, Ken? What that is on the backstops, where all the foul balls go hit the backstops, it's starting to roll it, and it's making it dangerous for the kids to jump up and get the ball, so it's going to catch somebody's eyes. That's why we had to replace it.
Thank you. Approval accounts payable. I'll move to approve accounts payable check number 30166 through check number 30195. Total amount $82,470.42.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael.
Aye.
Mr. Raddis.
Aye.
Monthly reports are here and ready to be approved. Do you want to look for Mike? I just want to approve.
Oh, those are different. Are you talking, which ones are you talking about?
Oh, these are your reports here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Michael.
Yeah, I was talking about our department. Oh, okay. So I'll move to approve the monthly reports, the appropriation report, fund report, and the revenue report as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael.
Aye.
Mr. Raddis.
Aye.
Bank reconciliation for May. I will move to approve the bank reconciliation for May. This is dated 5/31/2019. There are a total of three pages in front of me.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael.
Aye.
Mr. Raddis.
Aye.
Approval of payroll. I'll move to approve payroll dated 6/27/2019. Total amount $36,685.22, with $7,274.21 being deferred.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael.
Aye.
Mr. Raddis.
Aye.
I credit card attestation. I, Ken DeMichael, Chairman of the Board of Trustees, Medina Township, Ohio, hereby attest that pursuant to Section 505.64 of the Ohio Revised Code, at its meeting on June 27, 2019, the board reviewed the credit card account transaction detail for each account listed below for the dates May 17, 2019 through June 27, 2019, as provided by the fiscal officer. I trust you got a chance to see that. Department head comments, Chief?
No, sir.
Elaine?
Spirit Halloween came in. They came in last year. They're asking to temporarily lease the old space at MC Sports. This is something that we didn't run through the zoning commission, but you guys wanted me to let you know what was going on. So was wondering if it would be okay. It's from July to November.
Like we did last year?
Mm-hmm.
I'm all right with it, if you are.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Want a motion or no?
No, you guys just said it was fine.
Anything else?
Nope, that's it.
Danny?
We started our culvert project on Huffman Road today. Hope we have it open on Monday or Tuesday. All goes well. And I talked to the Ruland company about Hood Road, and the Jersey barriers should be here probably Monday or Tuesday also. So should be able to get that opened up. It's one night traffic.
Thanks. That was quicker than expected on Huffman Road, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going real well.
Awesome. Thank you. Yvonne, do you have anything?
I don't have anything new. I'm just waiting for our board members to let me know if they have any additional comments or questions about the most recently submitted social media policy, the proposed one that Attorney Ben Chernacki helped prepare for us. I submitted it at the last meeting on paper, and just waiting to see what you all think of it after reading it and see if you would like to adopt it or if you would like us to edit it before we adopt it.
Would you put a hard copy of the final in my box, please?
Sure.
And then we'll wait for Mike to discuss it.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
The County Planning Commission, CPC, is putting on a training session for the zoning personnel. It's next month. I believe it's July 25th. And since the zoning board members are required for 6 hours of training per year, I would like to have the authority from your board to allow them to go and be compensated for it.
Is that the one in Montville?
Yes.
They're going to put on a...
a mock CBA meeting.
That's great. I'm all in favor.
Is there money in the budget for it, Angela?
Will this take the place of that training that is usually out in Beechwood or something?
No, this is in addition.
Okay, how are we talking about money for the compensation or?
$50. There's no charge for them. Just for their attendance.
Yeah, we should be okay. The only thing we'll have to do, getting closer to the end of the year, if we're falling short.
We can move money then.
We'll just move some, but we should be okay. It's hard to tell since everybody only gets paid once a year.
This is true, and it's hard to tell how many will show up, but the invitation, I think, is going to be extended. Well, we actually sent it out to put their calendars into, I don't know if anybody said they're going to go, but it would be good if, obviously, members of the board's plan.
Yeah, I'd say at the beginning of December, we'll just get a final count from Nick. You're tracking the zoning.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so then we'll see. I'll do the math and make sure we have enough. And if not, we'll just move a little bit. Another line.
Okay. Thank you.
Do you need a motion for that?
I don't need a motion. I just want to
already approved
make them. The board aware there's training available and the members are required to go to training. So hopefully some will go.
deadline for those reports, or just do them? I'm fine with doing them.
Yeah, we'll just do them. I'll move to approve the May 2019 reports for our road and bridge, police, fire, and zoning departments.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Under old business, Hood Road closure. I think Denny already gave us an update with that.
Yep, just want to say waiting on a jersey barrier and also signs.
So at that point.
I'm making my signs for me.
So we're looking at probably middle of next week when we'll have the one?
Maybe next week is going to what they're telling us.
Thank you.
The one lane eastbound.
We'll take comments, a public comment, if that's all right. Thanks, Gene. Chicken dinner event sponsored by Medina Township. I have nothing. Approval of minutes. I'll move to approve the March 4, 2019 emergency meeting minutes as well as the May 14th special meeting minutes. If I said March, did I say March 4th? The first one was March 4th, 2019.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
I'll move to open the floor for public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
We've come to the point where it's the public comment portion of our meeting. If you have anything you'd like to say, please raise your hand, state your name and address, and the opportunity will be yours. Yes, Diana.
Diana Hoffman, 4025 Brookton Road. I just wonder for a new hire, how long, when does the HSA start?
His benefits start immediately. His HSA will be approved once he gets us the bank information. It's approved, he's just got to get us the bank information to make the deposit into his account. Okay? Yeah.
That's for our police, because we have the...
No, I didn't
report
anybody.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the one I approved tonight.
Yeah, it is different. The police benefits start immediately. Anybody else is a 60-day wait.
60 days.
Yes, and then the HSA amount will be is prorated as well for the
okay.
Ones.
Okay. Yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Dick Marco, Blue Road. I'm wondering, have you received a report from the county engineer concerning the resolution of the Hood Road problem, as to how the problem should be resolved since the recommendations of Google and the other contractor have been rejected?
We have not.
We're waiting on the county engineer to get the blueprints. That's what we're waiting on.
Seems to me it's an emergency situation and we should be doing something to pressure it. Are we?
I've talked to him multiple times. I'm sure.
I've talked to him myself. So.
There was some discussion about whether or not there would be funds available to the state. Has that been explored?
It is being explored.
The plans have to come. Once we receive those plans, that's when we will be able to apply for those funds. You can't go to them and ask for money without plans.
There's another matter with which I'm somewhat concerned, and it does not involve Hood Road. On Nichols Road, near the intersection of Granger, there has been an electric line down for about 2 months. When I first saw it down, I called 911 immediately, and they said that they would get to it, and nothing has happened. I notified the police department, the fire department, and nothing has happened. The line is about a foot off of the ground and access to any kid that's walking by. And there's another, that pole is down and another pole is in the process of falling down on Granger. I think that perhaps the trustees would be interested in being concerned for the safety of its citizens, that something should be done or something should be, I don't know whose line it is.
If I'm not mistaken, I think that's a phone line?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's a phone line and it's hard to get the phone company to do anything. I've called them multiple times myself on that line, it's just...
Well, it seems to me that since it's a dangerous, truly a dangerous situation for young people, that something should be done to force the phone company to respond if that's a phone line.
Chief, can you reach out tomorrow? All right.
Your typical responses, we're aware and we'll get...
I know.
Ms. Jean?
Jean Nazores, 3426 Hood. Regarding Hood Road, is there a specific engineer that's involved with the plans or is it...
Just the county. The county's going to do the plans for us?
But not a specific engineer that...
Oh, a specific individual?
Dan Becker.
Dan Becker?
Dan Becker's the one that's spearheading it, yeah.
Okay.
He's working on it, so that's who Andy gave it to the world.
Okay, all right. Because there are going to be several issues for whatever affects my side of the road that I'm going to have to discuss with them because there are things that they're not aware of, like lines that are marked and so on and so forth. Anyway, I will reach out to them just...
Great. Thank you. Anyone else? Yes.
Ray Jarrett, Fosskin Road. Your accounts payable warrant list 30177 referencing to a particular law firm. What is that in regards to?
And sir, that's going to be...
That's Jeff.
Yeah, in reference to some employee issues.
And also warrant list 30187. What's that referencing for?
That's the social media.
Yeah, as she said before, she's dealing with a law firm for social media review. So we're working with them on that.
So you have approximately three law firms that you're dealing with along with the prosecutor's office on different items?
Two.
Two.
You have Trina Devaney?
No, she never, Mike could probably explain it more. After he reached out to her, she never returned the calls and we've never paid her anything. So, and then Mansour Gavin, they specialize in employment law. So we had a couple issues that we had to go to with them. And then the other, Walter Haverfield, they are more dealing like with the social media policy and then just some policy issues that have come up here that they're working on.
Is there a particular issue that's going on with social media that is of concern?
Well, we didn't have a social media policy that allowed us, I believe, to... Yvonne could probably explain
sure.
this better.
We had a built-in, a very small, vague, outdated built-in policy that really didn't apply to what we are planning to do and what we've been doing recently. So the board asked me to look into that. So I submitted a policy that I came up with to the prosecutor's office. It took a while to get a response. When I did get a response, I submitted that their suggested policy. So I submitted my policy and the prosecutor's office policy. And the board decided to ask outside counsel to see which one is more appropriate for what we needed.
But it's so new, and I mean, you can, Forrest, it's, there are going to be cases over the next few years, I'm sure, challenging social media, and we just wanted to make sure we were as up to date as we could.
Well, one of the prime issues with social media that we're running into across the county and the townships and is the ad security, outside access, Obviously with Wi-Fi, everybody's aware of dark web issues. So there's a large move across the county with a lot of agencies. Fortunately, I have the engineer's office in our helping us to sort of revamp, update, make sure that our security measures, our firewalls are adequate. I can't say, you can never say that they're flawless, but adequate in accordance with modern standards. And so we've had several reviews. We've had several requests for reviews on social media policy from both townships actually and police departments as well.
Thank you.
And then
Ken, just as far as a follow-up on that, would the prosecutor's office representing the township would be more prudent to come under their umbrella of the policies instead of having the outside law firm directing their policies to the board and then the prosecutor's office trying to represent outside counsel's representation of their social media outline?
Well, if I may, the difficulty with that and the reason that many of the townships and agencies are using the flexibility of outside counsel is because their social media policy is unique to themselves. And we're talking about a policy, we're not talking about the enforcement or application of a rule or a regulation. So our office will certainly assist in any way we can. And when an agency, when a township or a department chooses to have outside counsel, lots of times we'll be in communication with them. But if it's, we kind of leave it to that particular entity, if they're comfortable with an outside agency and they want our insight, we'll be happy to assist. Yes, sir.
And then there was an issue, and I don't think you were at the meeting. I had come across an attorney general opinion stating that you cannot pre-approve payroll or warrants. So in the case of when meetings get rescheduled, and that's something else that they've been looking into and trying to get. As of right now, there's still standing firm on there's no, we have to have a meeting to approve it at. They're reaching out to the auditor's office and the attorney general's office, but they're not having much, they don't have much hope that I think we're gonna have to just reschedule meetings so that we can always approve them.
That's just for payroll and accounts payable?
Payroll and warrants, yes.
Bill Osmond, 3670 Hamilton Road. I have a couple of questions about the phone system. Have you guys made a decision on what you're going to do as far as either Frontier or the other one?
Mike's not here. He's the one that's been spearheading that and trying to get to them and whether or not they'll let us end that contract. I don't know of the progress with
okay.
that. Do you?
I don't.
No. Nick, have you heard anything?
I think long term we're going to go with the new phone system because there's no.
Yeah, I know you guys discussed about whether this year you might use Frontier because you have to pay them anyway. So I
don't think I was at that meeting.
You weren't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but that's since we're stuck in this contract, and the problem is nobody can actually determine exactly when the end date of that contract actually is. So you've just been paying them that extra $500 a month. So Mike was looking into switching back because we're not in a contract with for
purpose. Perfect.
Yeah. So
I also, Mike was, I don't know if you got back to you guys, Mike was going to check if the township had used the recording feature.
He said no.
He said they have not.
They have not, right? Police only.
When did he talk?
We were at a meeting. It was our last meeting, someone asked, I thought.
Yeah, no, but that's when he had to look into that yet.
Yeah. Let me say, he said that he didn't want to use it, whether or not they have.
Yeah, I know he said he told them
okay.
not to
I,
use
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we don't, he was going to look into
but
it.
He was going to be, but he has reported back to him.
No, he's on vacation.
Yeah, I realize that. Is he going to be here the next meeting?
You know? Should be.
I think so.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
else? I'll move to close the public comment portion of our meeting.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Anything else?
No, I'll be done. Yeah, I just have, I have the fire, EMS, safety service, admin, general fund, and police tax budgets. So I'm waiting for yours. July 5th is the deadline. And then that, but that, based on that, our next meeting would be July 12th, and it has to be filed by the county, to the county by the 15th, so there really can't be any changes.
Denny, where are we at with that? We don't anticipate many changes, right?
No.
At all? Any at all?
Not just Hood Road. I mean, it depends where that money's gonna come from, you know, as far as when that goes.
Well, you have to factor in the on raises, salaries go up. Remember, this is the time we actually have to report not only what expenditures we're thinking we'll have for the 2020, but also revenues, which I know you guys were copied on that email, but we're expecting, which fund was that? Was it permissive? I can't even, the Andy Conrad's office had sent out, they're expecting an increase. So I'm not sure if you've got a chance to review that, but we need to put that in there because that's going to be what goes on our certificate. So.
Okay.
But I just don't know if you're willing to just say, yeah, well, you'll get me your copies and then I'll put them all in UAN and you'll approve it at the 12th. But like I said, if there won't be much time for changes because it has to go.
On the 15th, you said?
Yeah.
Oh. You got time to look at it after the meeting, or?
Me?
Either one of you.
Yeah, I mean, you guys, like, technically, you guys give me your numbers and I'll put them in, let you know if there's any issues, but.
There shouldn't be no big changes, I think.
Hood Road and then.
Yeah, just Hood Road.
But Hood Road, are we, is that a general fund expense or a road? That's another thing.
Going away.
I did not include it in the general fund because.
I know we had put one last year way for, you know, in the budget. For, I thought we put like 110,000, 120,000 in addition.
No, but we did, we had an improvement of site line.
Right.
In the general fund budget for Roden Bridge, but it wasn't, it was just improvement of site. So. And that was just the best because every year, you know. You guys don't have a lot of these, you're not bringing them enough to.
Could you put it together in the deficit again, like we were before?
No, I mean, the trustees have to give me the numbers and then I'll put them in.
We'll go from last year's and make the.
Because I don't know what raises are going to be.
Changes to Hood Road and the raises and the levy.
I can tell you the most important part of that budget is going to be the revenue side. And the property taxes, generally, you just put what you collected last year. Look back the last couple years, actually, because if you did have one high year of collection for some reason, you don't want to. They will adjust that, but pretty much anything else that you're telling them you're going to bring in revenue-wise, they're going to trust you on. So you just have to be, you know, conservative, because that's what we're going to set our appropriations on come, you know, December.
We'll get it done.
And then, like I said, if you're good with the others, each of the others, then we can just approve it the 15th.
I haven't seen them yet, so.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Well, our meeting is what, the?
The 5th, or the 12th.
The 12th, so. I don't anticipate problems. If there are, then we're going to have a special meeting before the 15th. That's just me.
So if we do that, I'll just let you know, I'm going to be out of town, so we can, oh, it's actually the 11th is the meeting. So I have no problem, if there are changes, I have no problem making them, but I'll have to send it to somebody, and then you guys will have to approve it and get it over to the county, though. So.
You mean if we had to do it after the 11th?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I was going to get it to her on Friday morning, the 12th.
I can't imagine anything major, but if it is, it's probably something we'll be able to talk about on the 11th, so.
Okay.
Anything else?
Nothing.
Nick? Move to adjourn.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Radish?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned 7:41 PM.
Oh.